USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Dorian is approaching Florida's coastline. Forecasters believe the storm could strengthen before it hits the coast over the weekend.
We're going to be looking at wind impacts from the strong tropical storm, strong enough to bring down trees and power lines. Heavy rainfall is also a very big concern on the southern and eastern part of Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands.
Dennis Felchin from the National Hurricane Center. Now, President Trump has declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're paying close attention to the recent missiles tested by North Korea.
Obviously, we are concerned about their short-range ballistic missile tests. We want to understand what they're doing, why they're doing, etc. But on the other hand, we're not going to overreact. We want to take a measured response and make sure that we don't close the door to diplomacy.
The defense secretary there striking a different tone than the president, who downplayed the significance of those missile tests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.